This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
We're joined in studio by Philip Day, the new president of the Kiwanis Club of Charlottesville, Dwayne Grand of the Rotary Club, and Don Colley, president of the Charlottesville Host Lions Club. Gentlemen, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Dwayne, you and I talked, it's been months ago now that we had talked about, wouldn't it be cool if we could just have a few folks in from some of these different organizations around town to talk about what they do? And right before we went on the air here, we were kicking around the idea of perhaps making this a regular thing, which I would love, and I know I've got a lot of listeners out there who would enjoy this kind of thing. But let's start with just the basics. We'll start over here with you, Philip.
Sure.
What is the Kiwanis Club? I've always wanted to know where the name comes from, and a little bit of history, and just give us an idea of what y'all do. Sure.
Well, it's funny you should ask about the name Kiwanis. Kiwanis is actually just made up.
Really?
It's not a real word. We just made it up. Seriously, it was made up, years ago. But the funny thing is that it's kind of a weird name, but it's a cool organization, just like these guys. They represent great organizations too. But our motto is that we are a global organization of volunteers dedicated to changing the world one child and one community at a time. So we really, Coy, we serve the children of the world. I know it sounds kind of huge, but it is true. That is our motto. And that is really why we exist.
And the Kiwanis Club of Charlottesville has been around how long?
It has been here in Charlottesville for 85 years. As a matter of fact, next year, and we'll probably be talking about this somewhere down the line, we're going to have our 85th anniversary party, our dinner.
Very cool.
That deserves a ring. But, 85 years and growing and strong.
That's awesome. Now, and Kiwanis is how old?
Kiwanis goes back... probably the late 19th century.
Okay.
You're asking a good question on that one. I'm not sure, but I think it's close to 100 years old.
Okay. So. And Dwayne, the Rotary Club, now I've heard of that, but tell us where the name comes from and why is it Rotary as opposed to the Circular Club or something like that?
Well, it's called Rotary because when it was established in 1905 by Paul Harris, among other professionals, they would rotate from each of their businesses that they were affiliated with.
Oh, okay. So they literally rotated the leadership and the affiliation kind of thing.
Right. But the idea of Rotary itself is that each Rotarian operates on the premise that he or she has lived a life largely of good fortune and promise, and that we have a duty to return to society some of that good fortune through service. The name of Rotary doesn't express it exactly, but the motto of the organization is service above self.
Okay, and I should have asked you, Phil, are there multiple Kiwanis clubs in this area, or is there just one?
No, there's only one Kiwanis club, but we have clubs under us with the youth.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Sure.
And Dwayne, there are other Rotary clubs, is that right?
There are. I'm involved in the Charlottesville Rotary Club, but there's also the Blue Ridge and the Albemarle Club, as well as clubs in Fluvanna, Culpeper, and really dotted throughout Virginia.
And like all of these organizations, these provide... they're sort of like software for getting people involved. They sort of give you a place to plug in, and it's a well-oiled machine. You don't have to get in and reinvent the wheel. It's already functioning. You just show up and say, hey, here's two hands. How can I help?
Oh, definitely. If a person has the initiative, when they get involved in Rotary, they will find a way to serve their community.
And to my right is Don Colley, a president of the Charlottesville Host Lions Club. Don, what's the history of the Lions Club and specifically of the club here in Charlottesville?
Well, the Lionism movement began in 1917 in Chicago. Members of a number of Midwestern clubs met to discuss consolidating their efforts, and one group was called the Knights of Lions, and so the organization became the Lions. In Charlottesville, the club of which I'm a member was formed in 1935, so we've been around for a little over 70 years. There are three other Lions clubs in town, the Thomas Jefferson Club, the Lioness Lions Club, and a brand new club at the University of Virginia, which was formed by university students.
Oh, that's great. That's really cool. And do the Rotary and the Kiwanis Club have UVA affiliations?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, at UVA, we have the Circle K Club. And that's a service club.
Oh, and I've heard of that.
Very involved.
Oh, that's Kiwanis.
That's Kiwanis.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's pretty cool.
That's right.
Rotary has the Rotaract Club at the University of Virginia and throughout high schools. There's what's called the Interact Clubs.
Okay. Now, Don, tell me how the nuts and bolts work with the Lions Club. How often y'all meet?
Lions clubs in this area meet twice a month. Let me say that our organizations, very interestingly, rarely conflict in our efforts. With Lions, sight, hearing, and diabetes are our three major project areas. And I know that both Rotary and Kiwanis work in others, so we don't find ourselves stepping on one another's toes or interfering with each other's projects.
Yeah, that's great. You can spread the love. Dwayne, what's the Rotary? Give us the nuts and bolts and some of the initiatives and projects that you all focus on.
Well, we do a lot of work with the Boys and Girls Club in town, and I would say that the Charlottesville Club has a focus on education. We have a lot of the school administrators who routinely attend our meetings and bring along exceptional high school students to the meetings, and we hope that provides an opportunity where the vocational interests of those students might have some alignment with the membership that we have.
How about the Kiwanis Club, Philip?
The Kiwanis Club actually meets every Monday night at 6:30. At the Ponderosa restaurant, except for the fourth Monday. Then that's when we do a service project where we go out to the community, help out at a charity or maybe at the park and do something, which I'm sure we'll get into a little later. But we're all about service. So we don't want to just, we want to meet. But just like these gentlemen, we want to get together and we want to do things and help out the community. So we have three fundraisers every year. We have the Christmas trees, the pancake breakfast, and the Independence Day 5K race. So we're really involved. We have 425 volunteers when you put everybody together.
Wow.
So
wow.
Service is really important to us. It's fun to get together. It really is. And we look forward to that, especially on the fourth Monday, because we never know what's going to, it's kind of like, what's this project going to be like? Unless we've been there before, of course.
Yeah.
But it can be interesting.
Sometimes. We're talking with Philip Day of the Charlottesville Kiwanis Club, Dwayne Grant of the Rotary Club, and Don Colley of the Charlottesville Host Lions Club. A quick break, folks. We're back in two. Our guests in studio are Philip Day, president of the Kiwanis Club of Charlottesville, Dwayne Grant of the Rotary Club of Charlottesville, and Don Colley, president of the Charlottesville Host Lions Club. Dwayne, I didn't want to miss the opportunity there so that you could let folks know when and where your Rotary Club meets.
Our club meets on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month at the Omni Hotel. That's at 6 p.m.
Yeah, and a lot of these meetings that y'all have, you have community leaders in. I know I've spoken to the Rotary. You have people that just come in and say, I'm a member of your community, and this is what I'm doing. And it's a wonderful opportunity to, you're not sitting home watching TV. Mm-hmm. You're out with members of the community, and you're finding out what other folks in the community are doing. And you can ask questions, and it's a great opportunity that you provide to folks.
Right.
What is
right.
the challenge, though? I know when I was growing up, my grandfather, Newton Hillis Chilton, down in Atlanta, Georgia, who won the Melvin Jones Award back in the 70s, I think, was a longtime Lions Club member down in Atlanta and very dedicated. He was the editor of their Lions Tracks newsletter. Mm-hmm. And I got it, all his grandkids got in the newsletter all the time, no matter what we did. It seems to me that there's a real challenge with getting a younger generation to get involved in these kind of clubs because we just naturally associate them with, what our grandparents did.
That's certainly correct. Yeah. The Lions Clubs in every area in Virginia and beyond are looking for younger members. Now, we don't have to have teenagers, but anybody who is interested in working to improve his community, we would like to have come join with us. As a matter of fact, as you and I were talking a minute ago, my club's website is no longer up and functional because we lost our webmaster. So the Charlottesville Host Lions Club definitely needs someone who is conversant with the internet and website creation because we could use that person.
Well, Don, I promise you, this town is so full of young Internet Turks who know how to build a website in their sleep. So I think if you give somebody your phone number, they'd be happy to call you and build you a website.
I would love to have them call me. My number is 973-5000.
Dwayne, tell me, with the Rotary, what are y'all doing? Because, you know, you're not my grandfather's age. You're actually a young man, and you're very involved and one of the leaders of the Rotary Club. What attracted you to this organization, and what is the Rotary doing here in Charlottesville to sort of reach out to your generation?
Well, what attracted me was the opportunity to serve, but what I believe will draw other people is inspiration. I firmly believe that service organizations offer something for the Charlottesville community and internationally, but people will join when they're sufficiently inspired. If you don't mind, I'd like to offer up what I feel is incredibly inspiring.
Sure.
The Rotary International is involved in the largest private public sector health initiative in the world. They've raised $650 million to fight polio throughout the world. To give an example, in 1988, 1,000 children a day were paralyzed by polio. In that time since then, we've reduced that number by 99%. And I just say, if this kind of work in the world doesn't inspire people, well, you know, I'm kind of concerned about our world then. I'd like to see younger people who think I'd like to be a part of that.
You know, I know public service is not unique to America, but I can't help but stop and think that this is what makes this country great, is that, you know, Americans sort of reach out. And if there's somebody, if your neighbor is down, you're there to pick them up.
Yep.
And these organizations, whether it's the Lions Club or the Rotary Club or the Kiwanis Club, is so symbolic of what makes this country truly great. Philip, what are y'all doing to sort of reach out to new members and a new generation?
Well, we're really going to be focusing this year on youth. We have what's called service leadership programs. And we look at our club as really being a place where the college age and those who are moving up through high school can not only look at us at the time as being, you know, being involved and that type of thing, but actually look at us as a place to go once they've graduated from college or once they've graduated from high school, that the Kiwanis Club is there for them. They've had the training ground. They've been a part of it, perhaps with the service projects, or they've been a part of it helping us out in other areas. Now it's time for them to start leading. So this year we're going to be working with the Circle K Club, and in some ways with the Key Clubs too, to have them be, to practice leadership, to become leaders of our club. The youth are very important to us. I mean, we help the youth. We say we serve the youth of the world, but we also want these youth to lead. We want them to have the opportunity, and not just an opportunity for us to sit down and take a break one on Monday night, but really have them come in and even lead a service project that we talked about.
Yeah.
So that's the big challenge for us.
Tell us what your calendar looks like, the next meeting, and perhaps a website so folks can get more information about the Charlottesville Kiwanis.
Right. I tell you what, the best thing they can do is go to our website, avenue.org/Kiwanis. That's avenue.org/Kiwanis.
And Kiwanis is K-I-W-A-N-N-I-S.
No, K-I-W, you're close.
Oh, shoot.
No, it's K-I-W-A-N-N-I-S. K-I-W-A-N-I-S.
So not two N's.
Not two N's.
One N. Kiwanis.
But come to the next meeting. We're going to actually talk about model railroading on this coming Monday.
That's gotten really big, hasn't it?
It is big, and it's kind of cute. It's cool. I love railroads, so for me, it's going to be fun. I don't know if the speaker is going to have his own railroad, you know, bring in. He may.
Yeah.
Knowing him, he probably would. But we have speakers who come in and talk about a lot of things, everything from current issues to special events that they're doing to charitable organizations that are helping people, Cancer Society, MS Society, other societies in town that are helping people.
And so the website again, real quick.
avenue.org/Kiwanis.
Philip Day with the Kiwanis Club of Charlottesville. And Dwayne, the website for the Charlottesville Rotary.
It's charlottesvillerotary.org.
That's pretty simple, charlottesvillerotary.org. And your next meeting, if folks want to plug into this?
Our next meeting, what will that be? Is that October 24th, I believe, the second Tuesday of the month. We're hosting the Boys and Girls Club, and they'll highlight the programs and the agenda that they have for the year coming and the ways that Rotary is closely aligned with them.
That's one of the most important organizations in this country is the Boys and Girls Club of America, and I applaud you all for supporting them. I'm a big fan of theirs. And Don, the Charlottesville Host Lions Club meets again when?
On the first and third Tuesdays of each month. Now, next week, we are having our famous Brunswick Stew bash out at McIntyre Park to end officially the summer months, and we're looking forward to good fellowship that evening.
Don Colley with the Charlottesville Host Lions Club, Dwayne Gran with the Rotary Club of Charlottesville, and Philip Day, president of the Kiwanis Club of Charlottesville. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us, and let's do this again real soon.
Great.
Thank you. We will.
Thank you very much. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com. A quick break here at the bottom of the hour for some local news and weather. When we get back, let's talk to Jim Hodges with the Hampton Roads Daily Press about the polls in the U.S. Senate race here in Virginia. Do they mean anything at all? And what should we take away when a new one comes out? Because between now and November 7th, folks, we might see a poll a day as we move forward. You're listening to Charlottesville.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.